At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in. A very happy Friday to you. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and welcome to this final Friday and final day of February, now the 28th, as we get ready for something that is known as madness. That's right, March Madness will be here in a couple of weeks, and we do have a bit of the calm before the certainly Saturday storm that's going to show us 23 games tonight and over 130 tomorrow here. And we've got a good number of different conferences that are being represented here tonight. We got a couple of Ivy League games underway already. Yale continuing their dominant ways, although they are trailing big time against Dartmouth right now. You've got Brown also trying to upend Harvard. We've got Big Ten action coming up a little bit later tonight. The Mountain West will be the late night degenerate special there, as UNLV will host Nevada. You've got MAC basketball, Sun Belt, Atlantic 10, and the MAC. So you've got a whole lot in preparation for exactly 133 games that are on the schedule for tomorrow. We got a light slate in the NHL here tonight. Just three games on tap after a big night last night here, but you got the Dallas Stars in action as well, taking on the LA Kings. And the Kings already beat the Stars a couple of weeks ago in their own building. Dallas looking to return the favor here tonight as a short favorite. You also saw there the Rangers getting ready to take on Toronto. Feels like we might get a goal or two in that one. And of course, you can see that total at 6.5. For a reason. And then the NBA tonight is going to provide us, let's be realistic, some fun ones here tonight, including the Denver Nuggets getting ready to take on the surging and red hot Detroit Pistons, winners of 8 in a row, something they have not done in 17 years. They have not won 8 games in a very long time. They're looking to make it 9 tonight. They are home. The Nuggets coming off of a miserable performance last night in a game against the Milwaukee Bucks in which they wilted down the stretch and Milwaukee ended up handling their business. Now Denver has to go from Milwaukee to take on Detroit. And this will not be a Pistons team of years past. This is not a write-off for many teams like it has been for many, many years in the past. The Detroit Pistons are a real team. They're a playoff team, and they're not messing around. And the Nuggets, we'll see here, they are a slight, and I mean slight, favorite of just 1 point on the road at the Little Caesars Arena. That is going to kick it off at 7:00. And if that wasn't enough, just as you're sitting comfortably in your seat waiting for that game, how about the preview for the Eastern Conference Finals, which is what many people are billing? The Boston Celtics at home tonight at TD Garden, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers, the two very best the Eastern Conference has to offer here. Will the Celtics be able to get it done? Boy, look at some of these odds here. It is neck and neck in just about everything, isn't it? And when you look at the lineups here tonight, there are some questions still as far as the Celtics go, as far as who is going to play for them and not. They didn't have Jaylen Brown last game, although that was not a great spot. The Pistons, those we just talked about, part of that 8-game winning streak last game out, that eighth win was beating the Boston Celtics. But that was a third game in four nights. It was not a very good spot for the Boston Celtics here. We do have reports here that Jaylen Brown in tonight. He was not in that Detroit game. Porzingis and Holiday out. Horford looks like he is going. Jaylen Brown is going. So they're mixing and matching in Boston here as the Cavs looking to push the Boston Celtics to the side. But I think Boston might have something to say about that. That is going to be one heck of a game here tonight. And if that doesn't do it for you, right? It's a loaded slate here in the NBA tonight. How about the New York Knicks on the road taking on the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis? Memphis is, well, they've been not great lately. They certainly had a stretch before the break there where they were just mowing teams down. They have kind of taken a step back over since the All-Star break ended. But the New York Knicks, they just don't play any defense here, period. And we all know what the deal with the Knicks is. They barely beat the Philadelphia 76ers, who, by the way, we learned earlier today, will not have the services of Joel Embiid for the remainder of the year. He has officially now been ruled out. And I know what many of you are thinking. Gee, I already thought he ended the season since we haven't seen him in about 6 months. Well, you'd be partially right there, but the Sixers have decided to shut it down with Embiid. They will have to continue without him, or let me rephrase that. They'll just have to keep doing what they've been doing, which is continuing without him anyway. And by the way, don't kid yourself, they weren't any good when he was on the court anyway. So this was not a great year for the Philadelphia 76ers, but they did play those Knicks tough in the Garden a couple of nights ago. Now the Knicks are going to take on a much better offensive team on the road. Can the Knicks get it done here tonight? They are getting 4 points, but that total looks extremely intriguing to me here. And don't forget about those pesky Miami Heat, who are coming off a big win against the Atlanta Hawks there at home, and a much-needed win as the Miami Heat are battling for one of those final playoff spots here. They need to keep winning games. They are very much in this. They welcome in the Indiana Pacers to town. It's a new-look Heat team, one that I don't think will have a problem scoring points with the Pacers here tonight. The question is, defensively, who do you trust more? Miami at home getting 3.5, 4 points is an intriguing option. And do not forget, of course, that you do have a little late night action, a battle of LA, the Clippers taking on the Lakers. Lakers, a little late night win last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Well, second of a back-to-back, they welcome in a very rested Clippers team. But as always with the Clippers, the question is, who in the hell is playing for them? Because they have not had their leading scorer, Norman, available to him. They also have not had Kawhi Leonard on a consistent basis. It does look like Norm Powell is questionable here tonight, and it does look as if Kawhi Leonard has finally made it off the injury list. So the Clippers could be at full strength here tonight, and the market is telling you we like them there. 4, 4.5 right now for the Clippers. They are favorites at the Staples Center there against the Crypto.com Arena, whatever you want to call it there. The Lakers are the home team, but on a second of a back-to-back. So as you can see, loaded NBA, very intriguing slate of college hoops games here tonight. We got a couple of NHL games. We got a little something for everybody, and we'll run them down, all the big games for you here tonight. See if we can find some angles and edges for you as Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the final Friday, the final day of February 2025. The madness is almost upon us. It is, in fact, right around the corner as we welcome in March. And speaking of madness, nobody exemplifies more of it than our good friend, the coach, J.Y., James Young, in the house. And he knows what March is all about. It is craziness here, coach. And we got a couple of the calm before the Saturday storm, right? 24 games here tonight. We do have some Mountain West games a little bit late night. We do have a Big Ten battle coming up. And that's where I want to start, because I have no idea what to make of Purdue. They have not been great, but I do know I should trust them at Mackey Arena. There's a lot of things I can't trust about Purdue. We should be able to trust them at home against UCLA. It doesn't do great traveling east here, coach. What are you thinking of this game tonight?
Yeah, I think that's the issue, is them traveling east. If you look at the game, they traveled east, right? They beat Indiana 72-68. But the game before that, you got to remember that they have travel partners, right, Joe? So they play two games when they come east, right? The first game of the last road trip that they had, they went and they lost 83-78. At Illinois, right? You go look at other games like that. So that's where you look at teams that travel east. And I don't think people really understand how big this is for college kids. Just look at how many times people tell you when an NFL team travels east, take the home team, right? Because of the time difference, everything's off. First game road trips are tough. We've heard Mick Cronin complain about how many times they've had to head this way. Purdue, I get it. They have not covered the spread the last four games. But think about the games they've lost to, right? Michigan by two at Michigan, right? Wisconsin by 10, ton of points they gave up at Michigan State. And an Indiana team is all of a sudden playing better basketball. They're not bad losses they've had. Here comes UCLA in. Give me Purdue to get the win and the cover tonight, -5.5.
Ooh, all right. Looking at Purdue in this one, and to talk about a team where it's just gone off the rails. Iowa tonight getting ready to take on Northwestern, who has had a couple of nice back-to-back wins there. I mean, absolutely embarrassed Ohio State. They went to Minnesota, handled business there, playing lockdown defense. But the problem is, can we trust the offense to even beat a struggling Iowa offense? We know Iowa can put up points here, coach. The question is, do they have anything left in the tank? Because this line suggests they do not, that Northwestern's going to run away with this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can look at them to maybe run away with the game. If you want to start looking at it, if you don't want it to take minus the points, maybe look at Iowa's team total under. If you kind of peel it back and look at what Northwestern has done, Chris Collins has done a really good job of getting his team to defend and to defend at a high level, right? And you wonder what's going on at Iowa. People talk about all this other stuff. Mm. Fran McCaffrey doesn't get the NIL money that a lot of other teams get in the league. And if you think about Northwestern, right, 63, 49, 65, 68, last three games, right? And the 68 game was a 68-64 loss to Nebraska, which is a foul game, so it's probably closer to, I would say, more like 62-63, right? So I think you can look at two ways. You can look at Iowa's team total under or go Northwestern minus a point. Hawkeyes have struggled as of late. They have not covered their last four games, and they're not losing games. I mean, they beat Washington, but Washington's terrible. They're not covering. Haven't covered four straight. Northwestern minus a point. Iowa team total under.
Yeah, and I mean, look at that total. 150.5 for Northwestern. My goodness. I mean, if you think Northwestern shuts them down and wins this game and covers, I don't know how we're getting to 150 points. That's the big thing in this one here. All right, so we got a huge slate, obviously, tomorrow, but we got a huge slate in the association tonight here, Coach, and it kicks off early with Detroit at home hosting the Denver Nuggets. Now, they just, you know, disposed of Boston a couple of nights ago to win their eighth game in a row. They're going for number nine here tonight. I didn't like the effort from Denver last night against Milwaukee. They just kind of quit late. Milwaukee ends up getting it done. But, man, this is not like years past. Denver, you ain't walking into Detroit and just, you know, breezing through here. What's with this Detroit team here?
Simply put, we have to give our flowers and our kudos to JB Bickerstaff, right? We kind of went after this guy. But if you really think about it, folks, you peel back, you think about JB Bickerstaff. It was never about what they did in the regular season in Cleveland. It's what they did in the playoffs and lack of adjustments. They play hard. They defend. And this is a team that really is going to give teams problems. Here's the thing, folks. I know this sounds crazy. Like, do you want to get in front of this team right now? The way they're playing? And Denver is just, they're just so damn right? If you really think about it, the lack of effort against Milwaukee, the terrible performance against the Lakers, right? They don't cover the 15-point spread versus Charlotte. Folks, I hate to say it, Detroit basketball on the money line.
It's hard to believe we're at that point, but yes, we are. And then, of course, the game of the night, Coach, Celtics at home laying a small number against what could very well be the team they face in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Cavs. What gives here? I'm not saying Porzingis gone, Holiday gone. How you looking at this one?
Well, hopefully Pat Foster is not listening to this. I can't. That's another team. I'm not getting in front of Cleveland right now. I mean, did you see what they did to Orlando? I mean, an Orlando team that shuts everybody down, and they hung up 122 points. So, to me, Boston, I know they're the class of the East. I think we need to start looking at the fact that Cleveland is damn good. I'm going to go with the Cavs. I actually think the Cavs steal the game and win outright.
Ooh, on the road in TD Garden, you're looking to make people very unhappy, Coach, is what it sounds like.
I don't care. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks fan. I don't care about them.
You think I care? Do the Knicks win on the road?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Hell no.
Yes.
Hell no. Absolutely not. Coach, we love you. Game time decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Neri. Appreciate you stopping by. We got a big night on the hardwood here tonight. College basketball, not to mention the NBA with a full slate. Now would be a good time to check in with our good friends Joe Madden and Tom Vecchio for a little Sports Millions Pick'em. What are you guys rolling with tonight?
Happy Friday, everyone. It's time to jump into our Sports Millions Pick'ems. Now, Tom, yesterday on the ice, I was nicely able to get Bo Horvat higher than 2.5 shots on goal, but Morgan Geehy did not come through for me for that point as the Boston Bruins just struggled out there versus the Isles. Today, I know we're turning to the hardwood. I'm excited for the matchup I'm looking at. Where are you going to go today?
Yeah, let's try to end the week on a win. We have a huge matchup on the court tonight, maybe an Eastern Conference Finals preview. The Celtics at home hosting the Cavs. Celtics coming off a loss to the Pistons. Granted, they weren't at full health, didn't have Jaylen Brown. So let's turn to Jaylen Brown immediately for the Celtics. Let's go to him higher than 5.5 rebounds. Over his last 10 games, he has at least 6 rebounds in 6 of those 10 games. And I see this as being a bit of a defensive battle back and forth, and everyone's going to have to do a bit more when it comes to rebounding, assisting the ball here and there. I'm not expecting a ton of points back and forth, so I'm going to start off with Jaylen Brown being a consistent rebounder in this matchup. And then the other side, Donovan Mitchell lower than 3.5 made threes. And I know the points can be there for Donovan Mitchell early and often. He could fully get to 30 points in this game, 25, 30 points, whatever it might be. I just don't expect it to be from threes. We still see the Celtics as long the third fewest three-pointers per game. They're a solid defense. And we're starting to get to that time of the year. Like, this is a playoff-type environment. So none of these games where we're going to be seeing a 140 to 130 type of final. I'm seeing like a 120, 115 type of game. So a little bit less scoring, more rebounding here or there. What do you got today, Joe?
Okay, I like where you're going with yours. I'm going to look at the matchup here between the New York Knicks and the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, last time these teams matched up, the Knicks dominated both ends of the court, and I do think they can come out strong in this one. It's going to come down to Jalen Brunson and his ability to get those threes. The last time versus the Memphis Grizzlies, he was able to hit 66.7% from deep, and I'm expecting him to come out with that same strength on the court here tonight. So I'm going to look at Jalen Brunson higher than 2.5 made threes. He's been so strong at sinking them as of late. He went 3 of 5 from deep versus the 76ers, 4 of 9 from deep versus the Boston Celtics. So give me Jalen Brunson higher than 2.5 made threes. We know the Memphis Grizzlies play at a fast pace, so that's going to give lots of possession in Brunson's hands. Then on the other side for the Grizzlies here, Zach Edey, I want to look at his rebounds today too. I'm going to take him higher than the 7.5 rebounds. He's been coming out nice and strong, going higher than this number in 3 of his last 4. On the season, he's averaging 7.7 rebounds, but when we look at him over his last 10, he's almost averaging double digits at 9 rebounds per game. I do think with how strong he was the last time versus the Knicks, with 11 rebounds on the board, Zach Edey's in for another big night with those rebounds. So Jalen Brunson, higher than 2.5 made threes. Zach Edey, higher than 7.5 rebounds, 3x multiplier out there, Tom.
We will be turning to some college basketball starting next week, as we are at a very important time of the season for that. Should be a good time.
Yeah, it absolutely should be, you guys. All the best. We'll see you next week for College Basketball Sports Millions Pick'ems.
All right, Joe and Tom, we appreciate it. But don't forget, if Sports Millions Pick'em isn't your thing, make sure you check out the Sports Millions Blitz'em.
Enjoy Sports Millions Pick'ems, but hate making the picks yourself? Well, Sports Millions has you covered. Head on over and play Sports Millions Blitz'em right now and let the computer do the work. Go to sportsmillions.com/blitz'em to be able to win big prizes without having to make a single pick yourself. That's sportsmillions.com/blitz'em.
All right, we appreciate it as always, and get ready. We got much more still to come here. Just 3 games in the NHL tonight, but 3 actual pretty good games, starting off with the Toronto Maple Leafs and the New York Rangers. Joe Madden will stop in. We'll get her thoughts on this card. And then, of course, plenty of NBA games to get excited with, starting at the top of the hour. So much more still to get to as Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Friday to you as we get ready for a pretty big weekend around college basketball as well as the NBA, but let's not forget the NHL in full effect here. Great night last night, just 3 games on the card tonight, but let's be honest, these are some pretty decent games here. And to help us navigate, who better than our good friend Joe Madden here tonight, looking at these games on the card here, Joe. And I guess it doesn't get any better when you're expecting a whole lot of goals and you're the New York Rangers and Toronto Maple Leafs, which should be a pretty exciting game. And that's the first one up here tonight. The first thought for me was goals, goals, and more goals. What were you thinking here in this one?
Yeah, it absolutely has to be the first look here is just taking this one to the over, because you look at Igor Shesterkin out of the break, he just hasn't looked like himself. And while he's had some strong saves out there, I just don't expect him to be able to really limit the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the Leafs are playing kind of over what I expected them coming out of that break. They've been scoring those goals in bunches. They'll have Stolarz in net tonight, so you know the New York Rangers will be able to hit on him as well. But I really look at Austin Matthews here. The last time Austin Matthews faced up against the New York Rangers, he was able to put 4 points on the board, and I think he's going to come out nice and strong, which leads me to believe the Toronto Maple Leafs, as long as he shows up in this one, should be able to get the win. There's so many question marks around who's going to hit the ice tonight for the New York Rangers. We know Adam Fox for sure will not be hitting that ice, which is a huge key defensively for this team. But also, we're looking at JT Miller and Chris Kreider. Unknown if they're going to hit the ice. And if they don't, then I still think this one can go to that over. We know Chris Kreider has been strong at getting those goals, as well as JT Miller. JT Miller rolling in here with 44 points on the season. But still, I do think we're going to see those goals coming in. Now, if you look at Austin Matthews for 2+ points tonight, it's straight money, Joe. 2+ points for him is coming in at +190. Like I said in that last matchup versus the Rangers in Madison Square Garden, that's where it was. He was able to put up 4 points on the board. And we look at him, he's 2 points away from 60. So what better than hitting that milestone of 60 points tonight, as well as getting us the +190 for those 2 points. Now, Tavares is 1 point away from 50. I do think he hits that milestone. Problem is, it's way too juiced. It's -170 for the point. But look also at William Nylander. William Nylander, 2 points away from 60. He's possible to play. Mm. So I haven't seen confirmation either way. One other player, though, for the Rangers, it's Panarin. Point number 60 tonight. I think it would come on the power play. If he gets it, that's coming in at +220. Because the Leafs kill isn't great at 79.9%.
Yeah, no, we also, I guess JT Miller is still a game time decision there, saying, so we'll keep an eye on that for the Rangers. The 8 o'clock game tonight, Eastern time here, Joe, should be interesting too, right? The Kings taking on Dallas here. I believe the Kings beat Dallas last time in LA. Dallas at home with a little revenge on their mind in this one. I believe they're a little rested in this spot also. So it's a short number for Dallas, which is red flags for me. What about you?
It absolutely is. But when we start breaking down when Dallas last played at home, they haven't played at home since February 2nd, Joe. Ooh. It's February 28th here. This team, I know there was a break, but they just spent the last three games outside of the break on the road. So they haven't been here forever. And I do think that works against this team. The LA Kings also coming off a loss at home. It's going to be a sore spot for them. They should have been able to get the win in their last game out versus Vancouver. Vancouver pushed that one to overtime. I look at the goaltending here, and we've got strong goaltending on both sides with Darcy Kemper and Jake Oettinger. I do believe this one has every possibility of going to overtime. That overtime bet coming in right around +330 between these two teams. And at the end of the day, I know how strong we've seen the Dallas Stars at home. They're 27-1 straight up at home on the season. I think they're able to not get the win here today, Joe. I'm going to roll with the LA Kings. I think the LA Kings will be better prepared for this game. This is a first of a three-game road trip out here for them. The Kings last season were a bet on at home. They haven't been this year on the road, but I do think they get it done.
How are we not betting the under in this, Joe? It's got 2-1 written all over it, right? Maybe, 3-2. I just don't see a wild shootout in this game with those two guys in goal. So, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Dallas has been one of the more profitable under teams, especially at home here. I don't know that I can say the same about the Avalanche here tonight, but what the hell was that in Utah last night with Minnesota? My goodness. When you put Fleury in goal, that's what you're going to get. But I don't know that he'll be back in goal tonight for Minnesota here. But Colorado, what are we getting here tonight with these two teams?
Okay, well, it wasn't only Marc-Andre Fleury. You look at the offense, Joe, last night of the Minnesota Wild. They had 16 shots on goal. What the heck happened to the Minnesota Wild last night? I had my money on them to get the win, and they just completely came out flat. Now, I don't think they can fix their issues overnight, and we know this team is dealing with injuries. So while this line is so highly juiced on the Colorado Avalanche, I do think you have to find a way to play them. They're the team I trust. It's a Friday. Things are really weird out there on the ice. I call it Freaky Friday out there on the ice. You never know what's going to happen. It's when those dogs are really barking. But this Wild team, they're completely dead to me out there. They have scorned me out there with that loss last night, and especially in that fashion. Utah putting up 6 goals on Marc-Andre Fleury was just, it's an embarrassing loss. So you look at teams off embarrassing losses, and they should bounce back, not against Colorado with Mackenzie Blackwood in net. I'll take the Colorado Avalanche in the first period on that puck line, laying a half a goal at plus 106. I do think you also look for Casey Mittelstadt to really step up. Now, FanDuel doesn't have him for the point tonight or for the assist, but I think that is where he's going to get that point. Casey Mittelstadt definitely on the chopping block here for the trade deadline coming up. He really needs to step up. Now, he said he wants to stay in Colorado, but he has to prove he needs to stay in Colorado here to these coaches. He needs to come out flying tonight. Look for Casey Mittelstadt to be able to get a point on the board via an assist. Now he's on the second line and second power play. He centers that second line, Joe.
Well, it was good to watch. I think Nikushkin back for Colorado too. I think he played last game, which is only crazier because the rich get richer in Colorado. Certainly going to have him for a stretch run here. But it also feels with both starting goalies there. Listen, Minnesota's not going to get into a firefight and beat anybody. But if they muck this game up a little bit here, Joe, the under is not a bad look here either, no?
Yeah, I don't think the under is a bad look at all. You look at this game, and I don't think we see the offenses really flying. I think you could isolate the Minnesota Wilds team total to the under as well, because I have a little bit of concern here. I know Casey Mittelstadt's going to step up, but I'm also looking for Kale McCarr to step up. I do think he can get a couple of assists on the board or even a goal on the power play and an assist. So I'm taking him for the 2+ points at plus 200, but this really should be a lower scoring game in this matchup between these two. Like you said, the Minnesota Wild, Gustafson, he's been solid between the pipes. I expected him last night. Marc-Andre Fleury's been better than we saw, but this team, 16 shots last night on goal, Joe, there is no way that they're going to get into a match here where they put 3-4 goals on Colorado and Colorado answers back and we get a double-digit one. It feels like I just talked it into existence saying that, though, because I said there was no way.
Yeah, well, of course, there's no way. I'm still taking the under at 6 here. I don't care. It is going to be a heck of a wild one here, Joe, including in the NBA here tonight. And I believe you got your eyes on the Grizzlies. Is that correct?
Yeah, first half. I'm going to lay the first half, 2.5 with the Minnesota or Memphis Grizzlies out here. I do think they can come out nice and strong in this first half, but then I'm going to look at Jalen Brunson to go over his points and assists. Now, this number is high. This is a fast-paced game. We're going over the total. So Jalen Brunson over 34 points and assists.
Love that first half look, Joe. Appreciate it as always. Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready here, top of the hour. We have 24 total games in college basketball. We got 133 tomorrow as we look to round out the regular season. Conference tournament play will be what we're all about as we say goodbye to February and welcome in the madness known as March, but we do have a couple of interesting games still on tap here tonight, and nobody better to break them down with than our good friend Colby Dant in the house here with some, I like this card here tonight. You know, you got a little something for everybody from a conference standpoint. Of course, the Big Ten in action here tonight, but Mountain West, your favorite. Let me start there with you, Colby, as UNLV at home taking on Nevada. Now, you and I have talked about him a lot. This has been one of the more disappointing seasons for Nevada here. But the big question is, how healthy is UNLV, and will they have their big man there on the court here tonight? How'd you approach this one?
Yeah, it's tricky. Both teams are hit with injuries. Thomas and Whaley, what are game time decisions for UNLV? Nevada's been without Trey Coleman and Daniel Foster's a game time decision for them as well. Nevada's been such a disappointment to me. Really, both these teams are. UNLV is probably going to, I would assume. Now, it's tricky these days with hiring a football coach and a basketball coach within the same year with a pending gigantic payout to these players that will be happening over the next year. But you got to look, Kruger has been terrible at UNLV at the same time, but they have been good at home. They're 10-5 at home, and Nevada has been so bad on the road. There's no way I can take them. I know it's a rivalry game. I've been out there. I made the mistake of bringing up in Reno that I was a huge fan of the Anderson Hunt, Larry Johnson, UNLV teams. And they, the bar looked like they wanted to kill me after I said that, but, this is a legit, like kind of a chippy rivalry. I think UNLV, they lost the first one up in Reno by 6. That was a closer game than that score indicates. I think revenge is on the mind here. Give me the Rebs at home.
Yeah, I continue to hear that Thomas Jr. not playing for UNLV will miss his third straight. I don't know how they get over this number. Neither team can shoot the three. So this feels like it's going to be all inside the paint. And how many 2-point shots can you get here? I'm leaning the under in a big, big way in that one as well. But what do we do? And I think this game, and I'm kind of shocked where the market is going here. App State looking for a little quick revenge here against Marshall as they head to Huntington and looking to avoid a 3-game losing streak now. Sun Belt Conference tournament here, almost here anyway. The Mountaineers lost 69-59 a week ago. What's going to change here? Because they're not playing good basketball at all, App State.
Yeah, and I was a bit surprised by this line. And this is the final night of the Sun Belt regular season. That's what you don't normally get Sun Belt games on a Friday. So you have right now Marshall in fifth place, App State in sixth. Now I think to the lay fan, they might just say, well, that doesn't mean that much. When you see the Sun Belt bracket, it means a lot because the bracket this year that they're using is absolutely insane. The first and second place teams get 5 bye games, 5.
Yeah.
Right. So bye weeks, you get 5 bye weeks. And this race is so tight, Marshall could actually end up in the 2 or 3 spot if things went right. They need other teams to lose. It's a big, crazy thing. But I'll tell you this, Marshall at home has been a wagon, not only this year, really the past 5-6 years since D'Antoni was there. They're 13-3 at home. App State's been a mess on the road. It's a rivalry game. I'm going Marshall all day. Was a little surprised that the number was this short, though. I thought it'd be more like 5.5, 5, something like that. But give me the Thundering Herd.
I'm with you here, man. I just don't try to like what I've seen from App State recently. I do like Marshall in this spot here. Listen, I don't like what I've seen from Purdue lately. But the one thing I always go back to is if they're at Mackey Arena, I got to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I got a UCLA team that doesn't like to travel this far east. So what gives here tonight? Purdue should win this game, right?
I mean, I'm all over Purdue. I know it seems like the chalky side with the way, Mick Cronin makes it seem
low, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and when's the last time Purdue lost 5 straight games under Matt Painter? I mean, you got to go back to his first couple of years. I feel like 5 straight. Yep. If they lose this, it'd be 5 straight losses. Now I know there's a way they can still win and UCLA cover this, but UCLA has been terrible on these road trips back east. Mick Cronin acts like he's storming Normandy Beach when he talks about going to Indiana or Illinois. I'm all over Purdue here in this spot. Really, like it's the desperate spot. And one of the things I know we've keyed in on, Joe, is I like the second game on the back-to-back away. The first trip, teams have been terrible ATS all year. And that goes for the ACC, Conference USA, AAC, Big Ten. the first leg of that far road trip, everyone's been terrible for the most part.
Yeah, they have not been good at all, in fact. And then, of course, one other one here tonight. Can we trust Iowa to keep this thing close against Northwestern, Kobe?
I'm going to take a shot on this one. I think the money line's live here. So we know Fran McCaffrey's on the way out the door. They're 15-13. He's had Northwestern's number in his career, though. Northwestern is dinged up. Now, I know Iowa is too. Freeman's been out for the year. But Barnheiser and Leach are out for the year for Northwestern. It's just too many points for me. And I do think, you know, you consider the money line here at +170. But definitely give me the points in the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I mean, when they lost Owen Freeman, it looks like the wheels fell off there for Iowa. But let's be realistic here. They can outshoot anybody. And if they can shoot here, I don't trust Northwestern's offense in this spot. So I'm with you. I think they are the live dog of the night. Not as live as Brown was here tonight, apparently, as we sweat that one out against Harvard here. That's the true mark of degeneracy right there, is having to sweat out a Brown Ivy League game. All right, Colby, don't go anywhere. We're going to do rapid fire with the top 25 games tomorrow when Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, joined again by our good friend Colby Dan as we look to close out this first hour together, talking some college hoops here. So some good games here tonight, but let's talk about some of these top 25 matchups tomorrow there, Colby. We'll get as many of these in as we can. Let's start, of course, with the number one team in the country, Auburn, getting ready to take on Kentucky at Rupp, 1 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow here. This is dangerous spot for Auburn. I mean, 5.5-point favorite at Rupp is never easy to run to the window with.
Yeah, and I, you know, I took Ole Miss the other day against Auburn, and boy, was I wrong. I think you gotta take Kentucky here. Auburn's got some key games on deck. The Iron Bowl being the big one right around the corner. But you look at some of those road trips. At Texas, they win by 5. At South Carolina by 3. At Georgia by 2. Now, I know they opened it up, against Vandy there late, but I still think Kentucky in that arena is the angle there. I do think Auburn can still win the game, but 4.5, 5, I think it's worth taking a shot on Kentucky. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kentucky got it outright, because Kentucky's been pretty chippy at home there.
Yeah, they've been very chippy at home. Not so chippy at home these days, of course, is Kansas. And while they get to welcome in Texas Tech in another very interesting game tomorrow here. Boy, Kansas needs this win in a big way. Do they not? Am I crazy here?
Yeah, and you know, I sure would like it. I know the FBI is in the middle of going through all these teams that are flagged for gambling. Yeah. I think New Orleans was the most recent one. But what about the likes of yes. Texas Tech just not giving us information? Like, hey, the last game I took Texas Tech to beat Houston, but had no had information that Chance McMillan was a game time decision. Had zero information that Darian Williams wasn't going to play. Kind of important news. Both are game time decisions for this game, and really, I can't get on Texas Tech without knowing if they're going to play. I do believe they're the better team than Kansas, but I tend to believe that they're not going to play. And I think the line reflects it a little bit there. I'm going to lay the number with Kansas, but I'll tell you this, monitor that thing. I might wait until 10, 15 minutes before that game tips to actually figure out who's playing in this thing.
Yeah. Well, you need to know before it's all said and done. You can't, you got to know exactly who's playing in there and who's not playing in there. So that is going to be extremely interesting, to say the least. How about Texas A&M and Florida? Another one, Florida coming off they just didn't play. I mean, in the first half, Georgia just never met a three they didn't make, apparently, in that first half. But they couldn't make another comeback. They're at home. A&M, Buzz has got to be on. It can't be good in that locker room right now there, Colby. It can't be.
Yeah, and it's a big number. And this is where I tend to like Buzz Williams. When he's getting 8 to 10 points, you know, or anytime he's like a decent sized dog, I do think he's very good at what he does in that regard. But man, I've been so disappointed with A&M. It's hard for me to get on them. But I think it's the right side. I think Florida will win the game. But I think 8.5 is a little steep for the most experienced team in the SEC, who, by the way, has never, under Buzz Williams, they've never lost to Florida. So I'll take a shot on A&M and the points. They're kind of, you know, and Florida looks like national championship good to me, but I just think A&M plays a brand of ball that's a little bit different than a lot of the SEC, but they've been terrible at defending the three this year. And if they don't fix that, Florida will win by 20, but I'm going to take A&M just with the slow pace and the way they can rebound to stay within that number. Florida probably gets the win though.
Iowa State can't lose again, can they? This time at home against Arizona.
Oh, this is a smash play. This is the best one, right? Like out of the ones you mentioned, this is the one that I they just had the court stormed against them. You know, they've dropped a couple now, and you look at Arizona. First off, Arizona has never won in this building, and they haven't played in this building since the 80s. So I love the fact, if you don't know about Hilton Coliseum, this is a legit one of the best home court advantages. I love laying the 4.5 here. I think Arizona loses by double digits.
Ooh, what about that your way? Oregon and USC in Oregon.
Yeah, I'll take the Ducks. USC's all over the place, man. Just lost to Ohio State at home, and Musselman, you know, he hasn't been taking his shirt off much this season because they've been terrible all year, man. Kind of off and on, but yeah, give me the Ducks. Altman's always better towards March.
I agree. Give Musselman a couple of recruiting classes. He'll be fine. Colby, enjoy it, brother. We got another hour. Game Time Decisions next.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.